local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
That's right, it's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, but Joe is still... Just that voice is still not back, but we have another familiar voice.
Right.
Someone who's always able to jump in for us, whether if it's in the morning, the newsroom, John Pickens in. Thank you for being here.
Hey, and, no problem.
Excited. We have a lot going on. A lot of awesome local stories as well as things going on throughout the state and national. So a lot to cover right here on News Radio 92.3. And always, if you want to text in your thoughts or opinions, 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text. So to start us off with our top three stories before we get a traffic update in just a couple minutes here, at least six people are dead after a massive wildfire burns that have gone out of control. That's in Hawaii's Maui Island.
When summertime comes and things dry out and we have high winds, a perfect storm happens, and that's definitely what's been happening in the last 24 hours.
So hurricane-force winds in the region and drought conditions have fueled this fire, and the fire has devastated this tourist town of northwestern tip of Maui, and the Coast Guard says that they've rescued at least a dozen people out there. Officials say that they're optimistic that the blaze will eventually get under control. So that is out of Hawaii.
Wow. Mm-hmm. An American nurse and her daughter are free after being kidnapped in Haiti. Alex Dorsonville and her daughter were kidnapped while working for a nonprofit in Port-au-Prince late last month. The organization said it is with immense joy that they confirmed that Alex and her daughter have been released.
Yes, very good news there. And then some other news coming out of the Bahamas. An American woman is out on bail in the Bahamas after being charged in a suspected murder-for-hire plot against her husband. So that's Lindsay Shiver. She is accused of conspiring to kill her husband, Robert Shiver, who is a former Auburn University football player. She was granted bail for $100,000. That's from the Bahamas Supreme Court Justice. So our top three stories for today. In local news, the Escambia County deputies are investigating an apparent murder-suicide out of cantonment. A man and woman were found shot to death inside their home last night. Their identities have not been released just yet, but investigators believe that the incident is a domestic violence situation, and they are waiting for the final autopsy to report from the state medical examiner's office.
Yeah, the Pensacola man charged with a double fatal wreck on Beverly Parkway in December of 21 was arrested Tuesday, making his second arrest since July. Soterius Jones was booked into Escambia County Jail on 8 counts, including grand theft of a motor vehicle. He's being held in jail with no bond.
More local headlines coming up in just a bit, including things coming from the City of Milton Council. But first, traffic on the fives. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays throughout our area, and even Highway 90 in Milton and Pace running smoothly this afternoon. We do have some typical afternoon traffic throughout 98, throughout Windhaven Beach, getting into Navarre in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. And if you do see anything on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. For weather, it's still really hot. We have high temperatures for tomorrow, as well as another heat advisory going to be with us tomorrow with a high of 95 for our Thursday. Tonight, we'll see a low of 83 and a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this afternoon. 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, 91 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index is at 103. So in our local stories, the city of Milton will now have a new city clerk. Last night, the city council voted 5-3 to fire Don Malinaro based on the investigation findings by the city attorney, Alex Andrade.
Florida is an at-will state, which means an employer may fire, demote, hire, promote, discipline employees for pretty much any reason or no reason at all. Well, we've got lots of reasons. And, you know, so I'm voting yes to do this. I don't appreciate what she said about everybody in the paper that was not true, that she's embarrassed us.
So this comes after the Economic Development Director, Ed Spears, filed a formal complaint alleging that she contributed to a hostile work environment and overstepped her authority.
Days of Our Lives again.
Yes.
I like Andrew's music.
Yeah.
A man will spend the next 20 years in state prison after pleading no contest last month to attacking a corrections officer in Santa Rosa County. 27-year-old Osme Aylman was sentenced to 20 years in state prison for aggravated battery upon a corrections officer and 15 years concurrent for the possession of a contraband weapon in a state correctional facility. The officer was attacked while making his rounds in a cell block at the Blackwater River Correctional Facility.
And some good news coming to Baldwin County, a public store is going to be the anchor of a new retail development that's going to provide shopping opportunities in East Foley. So additional sales tax revenue and new jobs are going to arrive in that area. The Foley City Council voted on Monday to approve an economic development arrangement or agreement and for the project and road improvements leading to the 10-acre site. The project's going to be located just southwest corner of the Foley Beach Express and is also going to be, which is also known as Baldwin County 20.
The mayor of Pensacola says at this point, it's just not feasible to host a Pelican Drop event on New Year's Eve. Mayor D.C. Reeves pointed to a $200,000 price tag that any planning should have started much earlier in the year.
I would way rather, you know, people be upset with me because we're not doing something at all than to do something poorly with their taxpayer money. So we're not ruling anything out or city participation out in any way moving forward, but just as a matter of this coming New Year's Eve, we're doing a Pelican Drop. The city won't be leading or heading up any kind of operation.
He said he'd rather have people be upset over not doing the event at all rather than doing something poorly with the taxpayer money. The last full-scale Pelican Drop event happened in 2017 when it was funded by a group of downtown business owners.
And those are our local headlines. It's 4:18 right here on News Radio 92.3. Going to take a quick break, come back with our state and national headlines right here on Pensacola Right Now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue in Pensacola is your ultimate fitness destination. Are you ready to unlock your full potential and achieve your fitness goals? Anytime Fitness has the key to a healthier, happier you. With 24/7 access to state-of-the-art facilities, you can work out on your schedule. You will be guided by their certified personal trainers who will tailor a program just for you. So join now and take advantage of their special membership offers.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a chance to talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves, and one of the sad news notes from that conversation is the Pelican Drop is not going to be coming back to Pensacola this year. You can hear his explanation for why on the podcast page. We also talked quite a bit about the drama ongoing in Milton and the fact that they chose to fire Don Molinaro, the city clerk, there last night. And why did Escambia County want to make the beach and other water areas a so-called nature center? We discussed it on the podcast, which you can find at newsradio923.com.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, but Joe is still out sick, so we have John Pickens in with us, and we're so happy to have you here and always appreciating you just jumping in.
I appreciate that.
Going to get to our state headlines before we get a traffic on the fives and a weather update. Coming out of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis suspended a Florida prosecutor today over suspected failure to prosecute crime. DeSantis suspended State Attorney Monique Worrell for neglect of duty, alleging that she repeatedly allowed violent offenders, drug traffickers, and pedophiles to escape judgment or escape punishment. Sorry, I'm Joe's usually doing the audio, so I still got to get used to it, but here it is.
Monique Worrell's administration of criminal justice in the Ninth Circuit has been clearly and fundamentally derelict so as to constitute both neglect of duty and incompetence.
So she says she'll challenge the suspension, but she is not hopeful that she'll get her job back.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor found 70 pounds of cocaine while fishing for mahi-mahi near Marathon.
From the time it had been floating in the water, some of the protective plastic had split. And so I could see from my days and or years in narcotics, I could see that they were tightly wrapped kilos of cocaine.
Castor, the city's former police chief, was in the Florida Keys to celebrate her son's birthday last month when her younger brother spotted what appeared to be debris in the Atlantic Ocean. As the family reeled in the mysterious object onto their boat, Castor quickly determined the contents were drugs. The drugs weighed about 70 pounds and had an estimated street value of $1.1 million.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more state headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 looking pretty good. Of course, we're going to have our typical afternoon traffic if you're heading westbound through Windhaven Beach. But other than that, we're looking good. If you do see anything slowing you down on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Also, first day of school for a lot of people tomorrow. So your
traffic. Santa Rosa for sure. I know that in Escambia.
Yeah, your traffic might be a little bit different in the morning and the afternoon than it has been for the last couple months. So just remember that. I'm remembering that when I come in at 4, that
right.
It's going to take a little bit longer and more people on the road. But to get a quick look at weather, we do still have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m., as well as a heat advisory for tomorrow. Tomorrow, our high will be 95. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 83. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 103. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love, and your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That's right. Speaking of school, the Florida Department of Education wants to clear up its position on Shakespeare. It's a okay for the classroom. In Hillsborough County, school district officials recently informed teachers that Shakespeare can only be taught with excerpts and not the complete works. District said that they were concerned parts of Shakespeare's plays would violate a state law about sexual content. The state education department confirmed that Shakespeare should stay in the classroom.
Also, Governor Ron DeSantis wants to give Border Patrol officers the right to use deadly force.
It's similar to like if you're in the military, you have rules of engagement. Anyone that's hostile intent or a hostile act, which the cartels are, you know, you would then engage with lethal force.
DeSantis said yesterday that if elected president, he would authorize such force against drug smugglers cutting through the border wall. And DeSantis claims that drug cartels are responsible for killing more Americans than any other group or country. And he adds, we just sit back and do nothing.
Things still look good in the tropics. Good news on that. There are no active disturbances in the Atlantic Basin, and the National Hurricane Center is not forecasting any developments over the next 48 hours or 7 days.
Knock on wood.
I know, right?
A few national stories before we get to our Fox News update. Twitter records have been used as evidence in the Justice Department's case against former President Trump. So Special Counsel Jack Smith obtained a search warrant for the records, according to unsealed documents. And Twitter was fined $350,000 for its delay in handing over these records, also prohibited from telling Trump about the warrant.
Wow.
Yeah.
A special election in Ohio is being considered a clear victory for abortion right advocates. The Republican-controlled state legislature was pushing for an amendment to make it harder to change the state's constitution. Republican Ohio lawmakers feared pro-abortion advocates would add abortion rights into the document.
Also, the judge overseeing former President Trump's 2020 election infringement case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. So it's likely to determine what rules should be imposed for handing over the evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order asking the judge to place some limit on a judge's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming that order violates the First Amendment.
A New York City beach remains closed following a rare shark attack.
I never actually go out and swim in it. I just hang around the beach and walk in the
shark. In other words, you're going to put your toes in and that's it.
maybe up to my ankle.
Lifeguards on Monday heard the screams of a woman who was apparently standing in the water when a shark bit in her leg. Wow. Taking 20 pounds of flesh in Rockaway Beach. The woman is in the hospital in stable condition. And watching Shark Week this past, you know, time on YouTube, they just have it playing. That's scary.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I could only...
I saw something on Facebook, too. It was from South Carolina. A massive shark just washed up on the beach. I'm like, these crazy shark stories during Shark Week, I feel like, always come around.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we've been getting some updates on what happened in Montgomery, Alabama. So the mayor of Montgomery, Alabama, says that there could be some hate crime charges following the viral brawl on the riverfront this past weekend.
We're trying to follow up to confirm that. And if so, then we'll take a look at what our district attorney as well as our FBI federal prosecutors tell us is the best path forward.
So Mayor Stephen Reed says that there were racial slurs that made during the fight. One suspect has turned him in and two others are expected to surrender. So far, investigators say that there's been no evidence that the attack was racially motivated. It is Gracie and John Pickens on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a Fox News update followed by Your Money Now. Coming back with sports, John Pickens is going to take it over because I can't talk sports. I'm learning, but I'm not there yet. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday, and we'll be back in just a bit.
News. I'm Tom Graham. A Utah man is dead after he allegedly made threats against President Biden and others on social media. Fox affiliate reporter Spencer Joseph is with KSTU.
Now, the FBI say that they were attempting to serve a search warrant in Provo when they shot Craig Robertson. We've been able to obtain the documents surrounding this that contain very violent Facebook posts.
The deadly altercation with federal agents came ahead of President Biden's stop in Utah tonight. August sun continues to bake millions in the South. Fox's Casey Stiegel is in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well over 100 degrees forecasted for the next 12 days here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, not to mention parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida also baking again this week.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskall with Your Money Now. Bad news for folks with the ad-free versions of Disney Plus and Hulu. Parent company Disney says it is raising prices for those streaming services starting in October. The ad-free version of Disney Plus will go up 27% to $13.99 a month, while commercial-free Hulu will rise 20% to $17.99 a month. The prices of those services with ads won't change. Sonos is out with better-than-expected quarterly results. The wireless speaker maker reported a narrower-than-expected loss, while revenue of $373 million handily exceeded estimates. Sonos shares are soaring 11% in after-hours trading. In the regular Wednesday session, technology shares led stocks lower for a second day. The Dow Industrials lost 191 points. The S&P 500 eased 31. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite slid 162, or 1.2%. U.S. oil futures rose again. September crude up another 1.8%. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. Head coach Ron Rivera told the media that multiple players have privately complained to him about offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy's coaching style. Now, Rivera later had to clarify that he didn't intend that as a criticism of his OC, but is the miscommunication just growing pains or the first red flags of a lost season? I'm Maggie Gray.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, but Joe is still out sick. So we have an awesome co-host for us today.
Thank you.
John Pickens in for us. So appreciate you stepping in and taking us through the rest of the afternoon.
No problem. I'd always do it.
Yay. Well, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a look of what games are going on tonight. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some typical afternoon traffic, 98 throughout Windhaven Beach westbound. Expect some slowdowns. And it's looking like a little bit of spotty traffic throughout Gulf Breeze proper right near Fairpoint Drive, but nothing too bad. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call in 850-262-6111. That's a traffic line number. And taking a look at weather, we're going to see high temperatures all throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend, and some chances of rain. So for coming up for tomorrow, 20% chance of rain. That's going to be mostly in the afternoon. And we do have a high of 95 tomorrow with another heat advisory likely to be put in place for tomorrow. We have a heat advisory for this afternoon till 7 p.m. and a high of 95. Tonight's low is going to be 83. It's 93 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So we have some games going on in baseball, right?
In baseball, MLB tonight. Now, the Marlins already played today. They beat the Reds 5-4. But we have the Braves at Pirates tonight at 6:05, Rays at Cardinals, Busch Stadium at 5:40 on ESPN+. And NFL training camps is well underway. Well, the little scuffle with the Dolphins had with the Atlanta Falcons today at practice. They were joint practicing for their preseason game Friday night. So the Dolphins were embarrassed yesterday. Their offense was embarrassed by the Falcons. So today it was a little sketchy there because they challenged the offense. Let's just say that. And the defense, yes. So Miami came out today and just blew it away. That's training camp. I mean, but they did have a few scuffles that were quickly broken up, and everybody went their separate ways.
Oh, goodness.
Can you imagine?
Going to be a good season, though.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh.
Lots of drama.
Yes, of course. In NFL news, a former Alabama and NFL receiver will spend the next 3 to 10 years behind bars. Henry Ruggs was sentenced in connection with the fatal deadly DUI crash in Las Vegas. Ruggs pled guilty in May to one felony count of DUI resulting in death.
Also, ESPN is launching a new ESPN bet. That's going to be with Penn Entertainment. So it'll be a branded sports book for U.S. fans. So Penn Entertainment is rebranding its current sports book and relaunching this fall in 16 states where it is legalized. And the rebranding will cover its mobile app and website. So ESPN statement says that it aims to give fans the ability to place bets with less friction.
And they make the money.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, it's, you know, less friction. I've never had that before.
That's funny. Well, in health, business, and science headlines, we've been hearing the back and forth with Taco Bell and Taco Tuesdays. Well, and Taco Bell came out victorious. Well, Taco Bell giving out free Doritos Locos tacos every Tuesday for the next month to celebrate the liberation of the Taco Tuesday trademark. It's happening in all states except New Jersey because another restaurant still controls Taco Tuesdays there. So Taco Bell's promo is only going to work in the 49 other states.
Not going there. All right.
Yeah.
America's first legal filed a shareholder lawsuit against Target on Tuesday In response to the retailer's Pride merchandise, it resulted in significant backlash, boycotts, and drop in stock price. Target's market value was over $74 billion before the Pride displays made national news. As tracked by the Dow Jones Market Data Group, as of Wednesday, Target is valued at $60.3 billion.
And also in Target news, Target customers are soon going to be able to add Starbucks to their drive-up orders.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, so maybe they're trying to make up for the stock dropping a little bit. But the retailer announced it's beginning nationwide the rollout for options for Starbucks or shoppers to add Starbucks food and drinks to be delivered straight into their car. So shoppers are going to receive a prompt to add Starbucks items into their drive-up order once they can indicate that they're en route to the store's pickup. Their order is going to be in the Target app. Kind of interesting because I feel like a lot of Target shopping centers usually have a drive-through Starbucks right next to it. Like
they do.
Bayou has one right across the street. 9 Mile right next to
Target. The one in Pace has one across the street.
Yeah, so...
They need more parking spots if that's going to be the case for the pickup.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Wow, a new COVID variant is spreading through the U.S. EG.5 is causing about 17% of new COVID-19 cases in the nation. CDC says EG is a spinoff of another strain. The new variant comes just as hospitalizations for COVID is rising in the U.S.
Great. Also, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Subway. If you legally change your name to Subway, you get Subway for life, or at least a big enough gift card to get you all the Subway you want for life. Well, Subway says over 10,000 people have submitted entries to change their name to Subway. So they're planning to select a single winner from the pool of applicants, and they're giving the winner... They're giving the person $50,000 worth of gift cards to Subway. The winner's also going to receive $750 to help cover the cost of the actual changing their legal name.
So if the scammers want to call up and say they want to help me with my, car insurance or car repair bills, you know, they always want gift cards.
Yeah.
There you go.
Subway.
That'll take care of that right there.
Yeah, exactly.
A new study claims you don't need to take 10,000 steps every day to lower your risk of heart disease. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore measured data from over 200,000 people who were counting their steps and settled on 4,000 per day as a good target. In the study, the scientists said people who hit the 4,000 step mark saw their risk go down of dying prematurely from any cause.
And we're going to get a really quick look at traffic on the fives just a little bit early before our pop culture note. Have some interesting pop culture news involving Olivia Newton-John. So we'll get that in just a bit. Ooh. But I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 north and southbound also looking good. And 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also showing no major slowdowns. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. And then coming up tomorrow, we're also going to see a heat advisory in place. Our high tomorrow will be 95. Tonight, mostly clear skies at a low of 83. It's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So in pop culture news, Olivia Newton-John supposedly has been appearing to her family members as a blue orb.
Whoa, wait. I thought she had passed.
Yes, that's why she's appearing through a blue orb.
Okay.
Her spirit, wow. Supposedly. Right? Yeah, we'll see. Well, her daughter and her husband both say that they have seen a blue orb, same color as her aquamarine necklace that she used to wear. So her husband and her daughter both have seen it. And Olivia's daughter, Chloe, says that 2 weeks after her mom died, her phone accidentally took a picture of her dog. And in the picture, floating next to the dog's head, was this blue orb. Chloe says, quote, "My mom and I talked years back as we were watching paranormal shows, and she said, if you die, you have to show up for me. And she says, I'll show up as one of those orb things." So then Olivia's husband, John Easterlin, also saw the orb about 2 months ago. He went to Peru to scatter her ashes, where at the same place where they held a private ceremony where they had gotten married. He took a picture while he was there, and the blue orb appeared right between his eyes in the picture.
Interesting.
So they are saying that that's her in spirit.
Or just a bad iPhone or something.
Yeah. Twice in a year, you get a little splotch on your iPhone.
Yeah, you might want to upgrade. Hey, the Florida Lottery identified the Publix grocery store at Neptune Beach as a location that sold the winning ticket for last night's drawing. Whoa, not here. Yeah. The winner can choose to have the $1.58 billion jackpot paid in 30 installments over 29 years or take a one-time lump sum of $783.3 million.
Wow, I wonder when they're going to come forward.
I know. I'll just take a cut of it. I
mean, yeah, for sure.
I don't complain.
Well, Florida's a lucky place. I feel like we get a good amount of winners. If we don't get the jackpot, we usually get, you know, $1 million ticket here or some crazy scratch off. So.
And I haven't been the winner yet.
So. Yeah, not okay. Me either. And, also, Robert Swan, the actor from Rudy, The Untouchables, and Natural Born Killers, has died. He was 78. He died early this morning, peacefully at his home, after he lost a long battle with cancer.
Comedian Chris Tucker will head out on his first stand-up tour in more than a decade next month. The actor, known for his roles in films like Rush Hour and Friday, you know, that voice, announced the Legend Tour 2023 will kick off in September 8th in South Carolina. He'll visit 30 cities. The closest stop to us are Orlando and Jacksonville in November.
Also, the judge has sentenced rapper Tory Lanez to 10 years in prison on Tuesday for shooting and wounding the hip-hop superstar Megan Thee Stallion.
This case, to get a 10-year sentence is extreme. And really just another example of someone being punished for their celebrity status.
So it happened in an argument in the Hollywood Hills in the summer of 2020. The charges carried a maximum of just under 23 years in prison, while prosecutors were asking for a 13-year sentence.
While some Etsy shop owners are cashing in on their friendship bracelet trend at Taylor Swift's tour, 46-year-old Jamie Tompkins says thanks to the Eras tour, she sold over 5,000 handmade friendship bracelets, making about $16,000 just in the summer alone. She says it's currently paying for her more than her full-time gig as an events manager.
Wow. I wish I thought about that.
Me
I would have loved to make friendship bracelets all day. Dang. Well, also, we, you know, heard about Cardi B's microphone got thrown at a fan, and we heard it was getting sold. Well, it's even crazier than that. The microphone that Cardi B chucked at the audience member that threw a drink at her is going up for big bucks. The eBay auction recently ended, and it did get sold for $99,000.
And I hope that doesn't lead other people to think that they'll get microphones thrown at them.
Yeah, I hope that's not a business plan for anyone.
Right. Have you been to the Wharf concert recently?
Yes.
And they, like, if you go down, like, to the 200 section, they, like, make you put you, like, I had a Gatorade. They made me put it into a cup. They had the cups there. Put it into a cup, and then go to my seat.
So you wouldn't throw it at someone?
No. Or so that's what they're trying to prevent.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was interesting.
I guess that's smart. Because
a little styrofoam cup is what they give you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. That's crazy that that's an issue. That
right.
Someone's Gatorade could be
I'm like, are you kidding? A weapon. But all right.
Oh, goodness. Well, 4:50 right now. Going to come back with some wacky and weird headlines. And, of course, we got to end on some good news right here on Pensacola Right Now with Gracie and John Pickens today on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep, and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better, night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing ends Monday. See store for details.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola. A great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts or opinions. We're talking about people just throwing stuff at concerts. That's been an issue. Got a text in. Those dive bars where there's live music had a trend where there's chain link fence barriers in front of their stages.
Wow.
Hopefully we don't see that coming.
No.
But,
No.
But wow. You never know if people start keep throwing stuff. It is just shy of 4:55. Going to get a quick look at traffic. We do have an accident slowing things down on 29. In the northbound direction, there's an accident. It's right in front of Carpenter's Campers. That's right before you get to West Detroit Boulevard. Got a call in. It's the left turning lane where you're going to, where there's a large vehicle and a fire truck on scene. So it is slowing things down a good bit. It's going to be backing up about to I-10. Again, that's northbound on 29. And if you see any more details, always feel free to call or text in. Also, you can always text into the or call into the traffic line 850-262-6111. We do have a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow as well as until 7 p.m. tonight. Mostly clear skies and a low of 83. For tonight, it's 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 103. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Well, speaking of driving, we got a wacky and weird story for you.
This is ironic, you know. Yeah. It had to happen. An employee for a driving school accidentally crashed into the business in Lakewood, Colorado on Tuesday. It happened at the community driving school in Lakewood. The employee was trying to park his own car when the car went through the wall. The owner of the company says the employee had just been hired and was not a certified instructor, nor was he driving students at the time. The front of the school is damaged, but no one was hurt. I mean, just think about it. You're pulling up to a driving school. Oh, There was a car that went there. I don't know and if I want that teacher.
It's not a 16-year-old that crashed. It's the 2B instructor. Yikes. Another wacky, weird story coming out of Montana. Well, a Montana couple late last night got a late night wake up call at 3 a.m. from their barking dog alerting that there was something in the house. Well, Thomas Bulcom and his fiance woke up and went to the main floor of their house to find a black bear in their living room. Thomas ran downstairs, got a handgun, returned to the living room where he did shoot the bear. It ran into another room, so he had to shoot it a couple more times. They had a game warden come in the next day to the house, and it was a 10-year-old bear, and it was about 300 pounds in their living room.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. Crazy story. I know.
You know?
I'm like, is this a bad dream?
Yes, exactly. A woman flying out of Pittsburgh last Friday morning headed off on vacation to a resort, and she had her 7-year-old French bulldog with her. She tried to claim the dog was an emotional support animal, but it wasn't. The airport told her she'd have to put it in a crate. You'd think all was good. She apparently did no research and was just pushing it in a stroller. The woman then just abandoned the dog in the parking lot and boarded the flight. Anyway, an airport worker found the dog sitting in the stroller near the short-term parking at 5:30 in the morning. She had left some food and water, but the worker said the dog looked very sad. Mm-hmm. Police took it in and gave it to the animal shelter. They found a microchip, but weren't able to get in touch with the owner. Cops say she'll likely face animal abandonment charges when she gets back and up to $1,000 fine. I couldn't leave my baby there.
I saw a picture of it when I was looking at the story. Right? They had a picture of this little Frenchie just in like a baby stroller.
Right.
Just like, it looked so sad. Like, it looked like, what am I doing here?
And probably ate all the food and drank all the water real quickly because my bulldog does that.
Yeah.
You know, you put food down, she's at it.
That is so sad. Yeah. Well, we got to end it on some good news after hearing that about that poor Frenchie. Well, two babies are now recovering nicely thanks to the remarkable double heart procedure. So the domino surgery occurs when one person is both a donor for a transplant and a recipient for another organ. It happens to two families in New Jersey in Long Island, and each with little ones suffering from heart conditions. So Mia was in heart failure following the anxious 7 months waiting to receive a heart transplant. That's when she was able to donate her heart valve to Brooklyn, a new baby born with only one valve instead of two. The heart domino transplant surgery has never been done before and never been performed on babies before.
Wow.
So very good news there.
And yes.
Wishing those families and those babies the best.
Yes, be blessed.
Yes, for sure. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Gracie and John Pickens. We're going to get a quick update from WEAR, and we'll be back with all the good stuff going on in the news today on a Wednesday for News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.